Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So it's another step two, defending its regional title of a year ago tomorrow night against the Castle Knights. Doug Hurd's Knights have won its last four. They're scoring, 47-plus a game and allowing a scant five with a couple of shutouts along the way here. But then here comes South, who, I tell you, when Coach Mo has had his good ball clubs, and this is one of them, balance has prevailed big time, and here it is, plain and simple. 11-0, 1,964 yards on the ground, 2,040 yards through the air going into Friday night's regional game.
You know, it's something that, you know, everybody has philosophy on how they want to do things, and mine's always trying, one, don't beat ourselves on offense, and then two, be as balanced as you possibly can, because I think it's harder to defend teams when you have the ability to do both.
I got to ask you one question. How have you addressed this week the number of penalties that have occurred? I'm not going to belabor it, but that too, it's really kind of short-circuiting at times. Good field position.
Yeah, you know, Joe, some of it is, you know, we're aggressive on defense, and it comes with it, and sometimes it's foolishness on our part. We've addressed it all year, but it's been a problem all year, and it's just something that, you know, it's a thorn in our side that we still got to try to get rid of.
Well, hopefully that will be the case for the South Panthers, not shooting themselves in the foot. Jock Talk at 7, John Callahan, Dave Novak with the call. The Panthers have chartered a couple of buses for the long trip down to Warwick County on Friday afternoon, and we'll have more on the game in our Friday morning preview on the Big Show with Glass in the AM. Thursday night football. Jets hosting the Bills tonight, 8 o'clock pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Yes, it is Seniors Day, and there won't be another game past Saturday at The Rock as the Hoosiers ready to host number 14, Michigan. Seniors responsible, yes, they have been, for laying the Kevin Wilson Foundation, the fifth-year guys, including them, obviously, at the top. But as Coach Kevin was telling us,
it's not just these seniors, it's the 15 team, and you want this 15 team to go as long as it can. So you want to keep pushing for victories. You want to push for the bowl experience because you want to go through the holiday season. Again, I've got these guys have been unbelievable and what they've done every day, and it's our job as coaches to keep pushing all of us, me included, to do better and more energy and more prep and better prep to get where we need to. To me, we've gotten to where close is one thing, but we've gotten to where we didn't need everything to go right. Now we've gotten down, we need a play or two. And let's keep pushing everybody to find that play or two. Might be early, might be fitting a run play early on game the first drive. It might be better red zone, score zone offense the first drive. You name it, but you're getting down to a play or two. We're going to keep fighting, and we need to get more and more of those player twos, get more and more plays on our side to get victories. So we don't like close games. We don't like losing close. We don't like winning close. We like winning and winning big. But these guys have given a lot. I've kind of tried to take the greedy prayer out of things, but I want these kids to experience the success because I know the effort, energy, the true energy they've given our program, because it's been very impressive, very proud of that group.
Well, and he'll be even prouder should the Hoosiers spring the surprise Saturday against the Wolverines, who come in at least two touchdown favorites. ABC, ESPN2, the kick Saturday around 3:30. NFL Thursday Night Football, the Jets 5-3, hosting those Bills, who have evenly divided 8. They're 4-4. 8 o'clock pregame. The Colts, by the way, are on their bye week. I'm Joe Smith.